Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Affecting only 1 in 200 women, but 1 in 12 men around the world, today we're talking about colour blindness, or to be more precise, colour vision deficiency. Now, this is something that has never been covered before on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show, so I went to investigate colour blindness and headed straight to Christopher Nixon Optometrist.
So we're an independent practice. We've been here for 35 years, a little bit more, I think, offering a wide range of optometric services, really, to the community locally and further afield.
That's Giles Price, one of the optometrists at Christopher Nixon's. It makes sense that one of the first questions should be, what does it mean to be colourblind?
There are actually probably very few people in the world who are truly colourblind, who see, you know, in shades of black and white. It does exist, but we kind of ignore it for the sake of the discussion because it's so rare. What we tend to think of is more colour confusion. That means that certain colours that people with so-called normal colour vision consider to be quite different would look the same to someone who has a colour vision deficiency, typically in the sort of red and green area of the spectrum and colours in between those. So the sort of orangey colours and greeny reds will quite often be seen as similar when they're actually quite different in reality.
From your experience and people that you have met over the years, how much can it affect or not affect their life?
Well, there's a number of people that don't realise they're colour vision deficient or colour blind until we test them, which is quite interesting. So that would suggest that it doesn't really cause them any problems, except when you start asking them about their early education and so on, and finding out that actually their teacher thought they were being a bit lazy or a bit uncooperative when actually they were being asked to do a task that was quite difficult, like looking at maps, for example, drawing outlines of countries which look very different on a map to us, but quite similar to them.
I'm sure it gets very, very complicated in, you know, in the world of science, but can you describe what causes it? Why are colourblind people colourblind or colour deficient?
Humans have basically three different types of cones in the back of the eye, which are the photoreceptors that are responsible for our sharpest vision and also for seeing in colour. And when a colour shines into the eye or reflects from something, it's the combination of the response from those three different photopigments that gives us the colour that we perceive. In normal people, those three receptors are quite different. They respond to short wavelength light or blue light, medium wavelength or green, and longer wavelengths, which are red. In people with colour vision deficiencies, they generally will have a normal blue receptor, but there's something changed about the green or the red receptor, and that makes it harder and makes colours more confused.
So it makes sense then, whilst we're talking about being colourblind, to find somebody who is colourblind. And it just so happens that I live with one. So I'm here with my very own boyfriend, Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Beth.
So you are colourblind. It's really hard for me to ask you what that's like because I can't actually see from behind your eyes. But what colours do you mix up and what's it like being colourblind?
Well, I guess it's also really hard to explain because I don't know what it's like being behind your eyes. I can see colour as far as I'm aware. I don't see in black and white, but it's more identifying the colour or recognising the colour. So in the past, when I was young, I'd draw a tree or something like that, and the trunk would be green and the leaves would be brown.
Do you remember when you found out that you were colourblind?
I think it was probably in year 7 or 8 or something, when you do those tests where you'd have to see a number from a circle, and I got a couple right and then got every other one wrong. So yeah, it was a case there that the diagnosis or whatever it would be, that I would be colourblind.
In everyday life, I know that we had a moment where, when we were decorating our house, you took me to go and see the most fabulous set of bedroom furniture that you thought was the one. What colour did you think this bedroom furniture was?
I think I thought it was a really trendy shade of grey and blue. I think it would have been lovely.
And what happened when we got there? What colour did I tell you it was?
I think it was pink and purple.
Yeah, it was definitely a little girl's bedroom set. We didn't opt for that one in the end.
Yeah, shopping is one. Well, whenever I buy a T-shirt or something, I always need to ask the shop assistant what colour stuff is. It seems like I'm a diva with a personal shopper, but I've just had some nightmares in the past with a bright pink tie and a, I don't know, dark purple suit. I'm not sure, I guess.
Does it bother you or not, being colourblind?
No, it can make you seem a little bit silly, really, sometimes, if you just point at stuff and don't recognise it. I just guess I see the world a little bit differently.
I imagine many people are familiar with the method of testing colour blindness or colour vision. We've just had a look at some, and they're those big sort of green dotty circles with red dots in the middle that are some sort of number. Now, I'm thinking we could put these online for people to have a look at strayfm.com. Does it still work through a computer screen or a phone screen?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes actually you see apps for colour vision testing which use those same type of plates. We call them Ishihara plates, but there are children's versions with pictures instead of numbers. So they're quite interesting to look at, and they'll give people a general idea as to whether they're struggling or not. First of all, it's not anything to worry about, and unfortunately it's not something that you can do anything about. There have been over the years a few attempts at changing your colour vision using coloured lenses and coloured contact lenses, but they just change your perception of colour a little bit. They don't actually correct your colour vision deficiency. Importantly, really, I think if the colour vision is off in a young child, it's important that the school know, because colour, you know, is a very big part of primary education. So it's really important that the teachers know, so that they're not just assuming a child is being, you know, uncooperative or lazy. They might genuinely be finding it more difficult than their peers. So that's important. Certain careers, so typically the military, flying planes, these sort of things, need perfect colour vision. So again, it's quite important that kids know early on, so they're not getting their heart set on a particular career that they're not ever going to actually be able to achieve.
You or your children can do your very own colour vision deficiency test right now at strayfm.com/health. And if you'd like any advice or support on not just what we've talked about today, but anything to do with your eyes, then Christopher Nixon Optometrist is a great place to start. You can visit them either just next to the train station in Starbeck, or you can find them online at christophernixon.co.uk.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.